All right, I have had an utterly emotional week. No, well, I'll probably get to some of it in the Taiwan special when I talk about it, but video making has skating and video making has really opened up so many doors for me. And I'm not talking about some personal ambition to move my career path forward or something like that. I mean doors to friendships, doors to becoming a better person. I think I'll probably get into the details about this tomorrow, but I'm mildly emotional because I've just said goodbye to a recent good friend. So the point this week was pretty much dedicated to him. It was utterly amazing what happened. I'll talk about it in the Taiwan special. What's been across my desk this week is, I started working on the UI, the user interface, the pretty website part of this cloud service, which I've developed an ad for, which is on the Inkverb YouTube channel with 64 subscribers and growing strong. No, it doesn't have any promotion, but the Facebook page is getting likes, and in some of the videos people are watching, videos I never thought. Well, no, very interesting factoid. I mean, for one of my customers, I made some Nextcloud videos, how to use Nextcloud, the app on your phone, or log in on on the website, how to use it. And apparently, it wasn't just useful for my customers in-house. A bunch of people are finding these. I guess I think same thing with some of the video tutorials on how to use GIMP and Inkscape, which is a lot like Photoshop and Illustrator from Adobe. Okay, well, no, you don't need to pay money for Photoshop and Illustrator. Inkscape and GIMP are quite amazing at what they do, unless you need super ultra ridiculous computer automated augmented reality. Like you're going to take pictures of things, and then you're going to take a plant from the Amazon and put it in the dry jungle called the desert in Arizona. Like if your goal is to do that and make it look real, yeah, you might need Photoshop. But if your goal is to take photographs and make them good, you do not need Photoshop for that. You just need GIMP. And some things GIMP does better. Well, GIMP is free. I don't need to turn this into a sales pitch for things, but how in the world did how do we get on all that? Oh, hold on. I'm having my Rubio moment of the week, and I'm gonna take a drink of this. Friendship has really been an amazing theme as of late. And so while I'm working on the UI for this, the web login for the, so I've been working 7 years to make this awesome thing work, but then I want to make it so that people can go to an easy website and sign up, and they don't have to email me and I do it. They just go to the website and they just do it themselves. So I've started that, and I'm trying to get work done on that. And Julian, he's like, "Jesse, I'm leaving soon. We got to go skate. I want you to make videos." And it's just like almost every day I'm spending like 7 hours with this guy. He's trying to skate here, he's trying to skate there. And that's it's the thing is, I've been giving priority to Julian over that web development. And I think he's already out of town. He's already on the train. He's already on the plane already. I don't even know where but he's already gone. And if I hadn't prioritized the friendship, if I hadn't prioritized that work with videos that I'm dedicated to, put people over work. I mean, my work is going to help so many people. Yeah, but I don't want to be asocial. So Julian has accidentally become someone I consider a reasonably good friend. We don't know a lot about each other, but we have a strong respect. So I think it was worth it. You'll only have relationships as strong as the priority that you give them. And for me, I'm sitting working on this. There was no question for me. I did not have to ask myself, should I be working on the website, or should I spend time with someone. There never is a question in my mind about that. I know that. I have that worked out. I always give time to friends who call. Because I know that those times of loneliness are coming when they all leave. And that's when I'm going to get more than enough time to sit and work. The ideas are going to flow. I'll be able to get it done. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's been across the desk this week. Started the UI. Funny thing about this, as I was developing the UI, I put up a story on the Bragosphere. On people call it the blogosphere or whatever, but Instagram, but the social media is where we brag about our lives. Hi, look at me. I'm better than you. You should all be jealous. Right. And we call it keeping up with friends, letting friends follow our lives. Yeah, right. We're bragging. So I'm sitting there trying to attract attention, making everybody else feel that they should be feel special that I'm their friend, which we all do. And I showed my development on the UI. Well, one of my Taiwanese buddies messages me right away. Jesse, what is that? What are you making? What is it for? How's it? Did we talk about this? And so I'm like, well, it's a login. Like, what's it written in? What language? I'm like, well, it's PHP. So he's like, well, I'm graduating soon and I'm going to be looking for a job. So it's possible that within a few weeks, he and I might start working on that together. And then it's a good thing that I spend time with Julian because I might not even do any of the coding at all and just leave it all to him. Why not? That's been the week. And that's been the gist. That's been the week. I do have a certain lady friend, that, you know, we've kind of been talking a little bit, and then we had, you know, probably what's, I don't want to admit, is a romance spat. Oh yeah, they get intense. I know that theoretically, but I looked at this, I was like, no way. Actually, that's just normal. So no, well, the thing that amazed me was that, after you know, COVID got less scary and she called me again, it's like a lot of things that I was worried about, I didn't even talk to her about. She had just done an about face and just kind of changed and addressed in herself. And see, for me, like, that's, it's not so much about her ability to read my mind and change into the person I want her to be. It's more about her ability to keep growing as a person. Because if someone isn't changing, that's, I mean, you know, the reason that I've never been in a relationship with a woman is, or not with a man either, but I mean, the reason that I've never been in a relationship with a woman is because I understand women too well, and I don't want that. I don't want the mess. Nope, that'll be a disaster. Disaster, train wreck, disaster, plane wreck, train wreck. I don't want car. Nope, don't want it. Disaster. Nope, don't want it. Natural disaster, catastrophe. I don't want it. Nope, next, please. Nope, no, don't want it. And that's been, you know, the last 30 years of my life. Well, the girls that I was interested in were never interested in me. I'm not going to elaborate on what, I'm not going to elaborate beyond that. Because I don't think it would be nice. I mean, if I said the facts, it might not be wonderful. All I have to say is I really wish them well. But I think I have found the love of my life because, you know, she's the healthy challenge, but it really gave me hope that she's able to grow. And isn't that theoretically correct? You know, it's not about finding the right person, about being the right person. But we're all in the process of becoming. You're either growing or you're dying. And if you're not able to keep moving forward, life's going to be a disaster and it's going to be a miserable mess for you. And that's really what it means to be the right person and find the right person. I guess, I suppose. Gave me hope anyway. I want to keep moving. That's why I want a relationship. I want a relationship because it's going to make me a better person faster. See you tomorrow.